I used to be a real, I mean, you could say it's a bad drunk or a fun drunk, depending on whether or not you had to be responsible for me that night. I always made sure I had a sober chaperone that, like, looked out for me, you know, because I would be the person that was like, choose your own adventure. Where's Blair? She's probably in the bathroom, yeah. Honey, it's last call, it's time to go. I threw up in my purse. Okay, that's fine. We'll just get you a new purse. I borrowed your purse. That's your purse now, isn't it? It was those friends that, like, the sober chaperone's a really important staple, though, to your friend group. That's the one person that makes sure you don't go home with a bad decision, you know, like a one-night stand or Taco Bell, you know. Sucks, because either way, you're going to wake up covered in used wrappers. Oh, God, you guys act like I use condoms. I'm pregnant. I obviously don't even use Plan B. No, I never used Plan B because, like, I couldn't remember how long it was supposed to be until you couldn't take, like, what's the window you have to take it in before it's not affected? They're my hosts. They're my hosts. If you see them, point them out. If you see them, point them out. That's what we call profiling, guys. I love it when the men are like, 72 hours. Not ruining my life again. 72 hours. That is not enough time for an irresponsible person like me to get shit done to, like, not change your life forever. Because you know what happens? If you don't take that Plan B on time, that baby still comes. It just comes holding the pill. I believe this is yours. What's up, Mom? Not a good way to start this relationship.